Advent year C in the lectionary comes in with what I have often referred to as the doom and gloom passages of Scripture. Not the warm and cozy and fuzzy images of Christmas, good cheer that we would love to see of all good news. And yet, in these words of prophecy by Zechariah this morning that we read, there is incredible hope for us as a people of God who sit in darkness. Incredible words that speak to us of better ways of peace, joy, and love that we need so much in this hurting world. So I invite you in this time to circle back to these words of prophecy, because we don't have much time this morning to reflect upon them. But I pray that you will, in this week to come, that you will reflect on these words, that they might empower your lives as you seek to live in the world. I invite you to consider in this moment what makes for a prophet, what makes for this priest Zechariah, who is labeled in our lectionary text as a prophet. When Zechariah received the message that his prayer had been heard, that indeed his wife, long barren, Elizabeth, would become pregnant with John the Baptist, Zechariah asks the angel, "How will I know that this is so?" And the angel says, "I'm Gabriel." Remember Gabriel? We've heard of him before. "I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day these things occur." We come in on the story when Zechariah finds his voice, but first Zechariah is silenced, perhaps so that he might take time to listen instead of speaking quite so much. You know about those priests, they speak a lot. Worship, as we gather together in this sanctuary, gives us a moment to stop the voices in our heads, to stop our talking, to stop and turn to God, to remember as we gather together from so many different places that God is in the midst of us, even when it appears that God may not be speaking. And Zechariah finds this to be true in his own experience. You may have read or heard this week that Christians are under fire for praying for the events of this week, as if turning to God in prayer isn't doing anything at all. Maybe you even saw the New York Daily Post headline in bold this week, "God isn't fixing this." And yet, praying emboldens us to action. It connects us to the only true source of power and wisdom which Scripture teaches, the one God, the God we prepare for in these days, the God we remember in our communion together. And here in Advent, we boldly proclaim that God is coming. The pastor of my parents' former church wrote this week, "God can fix this. I won't be ashamed or embarrassed by this faith. I will pray without ceasing, because that's what people of faith do to make way for God. We prepare for the advent of less destructive forces by rolling up our sleeves and doing something about it." It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer during the time of Hitler in Germany who said, "God alone makes and does the impossible. Against and despite us and through us." Bonhoeffer in Hitler's Germany. Christ is coming, And we have hope in God that despite our current condition, the shadow of death that is more like a tidal wave washing over us, Christ is coming. And we encounter today this Sunday of peace in a week that has been anything but peaceful. We are here to hear Zechariah's prophecy for us, articulated so powerfully, so passionately, and so wholeheartedly held. A hope for the peace that the world did not give and the world cannot take away. Zechariah comes to see God, a promise realized. And that too can be our strength, as so often we find in Scripture room for lament, anger, hope. Voices for our fears, words for our fears, ways that we are charged to act in the world. So what makes a prophecy? It's not ignoring the world as we see it. Prophecies include unflinching pictures of the reality of the world honestly presented. Yet alongside the hope and the promise of salvation and the willingness in us to live toward that reality, to step into it and to dare to dream of a better world, to work together for a better world. Such is the power of prophecy. Both are needed. Even if that hope and the better world are only glimpsed at times in a mirror dimly. We saw that last week in the reflections on hope of our youth. Trust in God fully. Angie's call to pay attention to where God is at work. And in Zion's picture of the reality of a broken and unfair world. And yet the promise that comes in being together to see a different way. To look at ourselves, to wrestle with our current realities, our present circumstances, and live into a vision of God's world of life for all God's people. These two together are prophecy. The role of the prophet is to honestly name what is at work in the societies in which we live and to claim God's vision for what can be. This is the season when John the Baptist calls us to expect Jesus, to look for him, to seek him out even as we go about our daily living. The call to look closely at ourselves and our intentions, where we spend our energy, what we speak to in the world. And then Zechariah speaks out of the silence. To bring a vision of God out of the realities of a hurting world. It's a prophecy that speaks to us again in this season, this doom and gloom advent, but with promise and new understanding out of the worlds that we find in our world. Listen to these words of Zechariah's prophecy of a world that will be. That we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. That we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear. That the dawn from on high may break down upon us to guide our feet in the ways of peace. May it be so in this season. As we are renewed and strengthened in fellowship and with one and hope with one another, as we are gathered again at the table of our Lord, because such is the Lord we worship, such is the Lord we await. This promise of God come again, a promise that was fulfilled and called forth in Zechariah's hope. This truly is a peace that is ours to claim. A peace for us to live, a power for us to live into. Amen.